Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, Australia, August 29th, 1997, Judgment Day. Just kidding. I had to say that. I was actually thinking yesterday when I was stopping at the dates, actually, I was thinking, is it the August 29th? Was it August 20-something? Yeah, and I was thinking, it must be like 10 minutes two or something. But I absolutely love that movie, by the way. But enough about that. How are you all doing this evening? Today, tonight, wherever you all may be. Well, it's another beautiful day. Well, actually, it's a beautiful night. Full moon tonight, actually. So, yeah, it's always that vibe in the air. I'm all for the vibes, you know, all about the for the vibes. I just, the vibe in the air, the vibes. It's like that movie, The Castle, you know. You know, it's like the lawyer in that scene where he's like a defense lawyer or something, and he's like, you know, for his facts of the case or whatever, what he was doing in that movie, he was like, Your Honor, I don't have the facts, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, it's like, it's the vibe, sir, it's the vibe. But anyway, I had to do that. But my goodness, I was thinking about, talking of Terminator 2, I was thinking, what is my most favorite movie, well, at least an action movie? And of course, and I think many of people's would be is Terminator 2. Now you just can't get better than that, and for a villain to be liquid metal. But enough about that ranting about, like, man, Terminator 2. But I mean, come on, honestly, but I've got to talk about it, like. Remember the very first time seeing the special edition, and it was like on TV back in the day, and it's like, hang on, the picture quality looks a little bit better, And all of a sudden, it's like, I start putting in the VCR and I start taping it, and I'm like, oh my God, like, wow, just even for the picture quality, and it's before DVD, It must have been like a transfer off a laser disc back then, and for the TV. And I'm like, wow. And then to see the very first new footage, I'm like, oh my God, my eyes were glued, like, I'm kneeling in front of the screen. Looking at the TV, like, oh my God, all this extra footage, and I just love director's cuts, especially the whole, aliens, the whole special edition on that. And I remember when that came on videotape, like, oh my God, couldn't believe it, I just love it. I think, obviously James Cameron, there was obviously director's cut movies before then, but I think for me, like, he paved the way for director's cuts, and it feels like, well, the rest of his movies, like, I think, like, he should have kept to that. Like, especially Titanic, I can't believe I actually went to the movies and saw that. But, I didn't cry at the ending of, like, how everybody else probably did or anything like that. I was more like, the prolonging sitting in the chair, Like, when you like to watch behind the scenes of, like, a James Cameron movie and why he had to cut the footage, due to theatrical release length, and talking for the very reason that people don't want to sit in the cinema. For too long, and obviously Titanic being the length that it is, it's quite a feat, And I was just more like, oh, well, I paid money to see this, I have to sit through it, And and the whole thing about Jack dying, then I'm like, oh, all right, it's gonna be over. But I feel like that should have been trimmed anyway. My point is that movie, it should have been trimmed, quite honestly, especially that part with the old lady, as she drops the that ruby diamond, whatever, into the overboard, over the, she dips into the water. Now that should have been like a part of the director's cut, like cut that out, even leave it for years, like, they should have, like, and then, like, re-release it in the cinemas. I mean, he would have made, triple or more. I mean, he made a fortune off that movie, bless his heart. He's my favorite director, by the way. Doubt, James Cameron, man, he's the man. That's what I was gonna say, though. He should have, like, kept that for all his movies, made like a director's cut. He is the master of movies, my all-time favorite director, James Cameron. And the whole thing about Avatar, though, like, it's all right. I watched that one. I've got it on Blu-ray. I think every household either would have it on DVD or Blu-ray, obviously. It's just like, you should have even done like a dress cut for that, like cut out, whole lot of stuff. I'm a big fan of dress cut, but I think that they should have more. But I can't believe I'm going to talk about director's cuts, but I can talk about anything on this show. You just never know where we'll be each day. But now, for this whole week in general, like, I mean, my days are skewed, the way how I think of weeks, because my working schedule in general, and it's all different compared to like a regular thing, and that's how it usually is. My weekend starts from it's technically Tuesday and Wednesday, my weekend technically, but that's how I roll, that's how I skid. But I figure, like, while I'm talking about this, though, it's like about director cuts and everything like that, my favorite action, star, in order, I'd have to say, when it comes to, like, there's so many different skews, and it depends when you talk about an action star and what category. As a muscle man, obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger, number one. Arnold Schwarzenegger, second Van Damme, and believe it or not, Stallone is actually, like, I don't know, like, third, I guess. Like, I love the Rocky movies, of course, but that's, that's cool, But I was raised on Arnold and Van Damme. I love Van Damme, and even though, like, Van Damme's a muscle man, just like Arnold, and of course Stallone. I love, like, for Stallone, I love the movies that people usually don't usually like. I really love, like, the
Stallone movies where, like say, Demolition Man, although it's dated perhaps and corny. But I really love that movie, you know. Probably even more than Rocky. I know it probably sounds blasphemous, but, you know, and I love Cliffhanger. I love Cliffhanger, man. That's pretty rocking, man. You know, things like that. And it's not always, like, traditional movies, like, even for, like, major stars in general, but it's not necessarily the movies that are the most famous for that I love probably the most, you know. It's just like many things. For example, right now I'm actually in the middle of watching, a little bit past the middle, actually, of it's an Australian TV show called Prisoner Cell Block H. And each episode goes on for 45 minutes each. And I'm up to, actually, episode 428. And they've gone on for, like, 45 minutes each episode. It's pretty a feat. In a number of months, like, if I've got, like, free time, I've been just, like, doing, pumping those episodes, just watching them. I know, it's kind of catchy. It's like a TV show from 1979 to 1987, I believe. And, yeah, I'm up to episode now 428. Yeah, it's not too bad. They, this guard, though, in the show, she's like a heavy screw and, you know, a guard, a jail guard, and, you know, he's like always the bad one, you know, just always, like, manhandling the prisoners or, I don't know, doing whatever bad behind the scenes. Anyway, she's like, in the storyline, she's like, kidnapped, rah, 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 and she shoots the kidnapper, and her dad takes the rep for it, and, you know, but anyway, like, really got into that show for some reason, you know. And, like, when I watch a show, I don't watch it all in sequence, in proper chronological order. But but what I was going to say was I'm having a week where I'm just, like, just having, like, relaxing shows. And then, like, all, like, from a week, it's going to be, like, regular guests, like, clockwork, you know? But, yeah, I'm just, like, having, like, a number of days, you know, where it's just, like, you know, playing back, you know, kicking back, relaxing, and play some tunes, you know? And then I'll be just, like, guests, you know? And no topics are off, you know, it's like whatever it may be, you know. And whatever I fancy, it's like, you know, I really want to start getting into the whole, like, even Bible codes. But I especially love the whole scripture thing. I want to get back into the whole, you know, I love the, you know, the gospel because it's so jam-packed. Well, I think, you know, I've fallen very short from the grace of God. I think everybody has been. But I'm just saying, I find it, you know, it relaxes me in life, you know, all this intricate stuff that, you know, usually a huge majority of the population of the world don't know, you know. So, pretty outrageous. Like, for example, like, you know, the whole, like, Jesus Christ, you know, and of course that's what the Greeks called him, but, you know, the pictures that we see of Jesus is not Jesus, you know. You know, that's Zeus, you know, probably got to play many other names, you know, the long hair and beard, you know. The royal Messiah didn't have long hair and beard. He even said that it's a shame for a man to have long hair and not beard, to be unshaven. You know, and if he were to come back today, we wouldn't recognize him. And even when he does, he comes back like a thief in the night anyway. But I'm not going to have to talk about all that really cool stuff. I love that stuff, you know. Ever since I've went on the internet, I've been just like, you know, like with many people when they start on the internet, you know, like when they're doing researching, you know, that's why I'm going to have, like, lots of guests. And it's like, just like in the past, like when I have a guest, you know, but I've always loved just, you know, every day is a learning day. You can never really stop it, not really. But if you really are interested in, like, knowledge, you never stop, you know. If I go, you know, once you hit the plow, you don't stop it. You just keep going, you know. And every day is a learning day. And it's not just about knowledge. It's just everyday life. You know, you learn things all the time. How to act, how to talk to people, how to, you know, you got to be always polite, you know. Every day, you know. But be right back, and let's play some music. All right.
you everything. You'll pick up that telephone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, how you feeling? Are you still the same? Don't you realize the things we did, we did? We're all for real, had a dream.
I just can't believe it all faded out of view.
Out there listening to the music there, but you know, when I think of the stars, you know, I think of like I think about, like, you know, how the future is written in the stars and the constellations and everything like that, you know, and the sequence of events, you know, would it be like Aries, and then it'll come across like, say, Leo, and you know, the bow, you know, and it'll be like a certain comet, you know. I find all that stuff fascinating, and I can't wait to get into all, like, that type of stuff, like with Getch, you know, and things like that. And it's just so many things, you know. That's why, you know, with the guests that will end up coming on, you know, it's just we just chuck a block full of really cool information, you know. There's just not enough, you know. Like, a lot of, like, you know, like, say, paranormal, you know, radio shows, for example. Yeah, they'll talk about UFOs, they might talk about Bigfoot, you know, they might talk about ghosts, but you know, they never actually come to the end conclusion, you know, the real end game, you know. You know, and in a nutshell, you know, it's like, you know, all the aliens that we know of, you know, the three groups, whether it's the Insectoids, the Greys, and Reptilians, whatever, you know, they're obviously on the dark side, you know. The thing is like, it's not just about that, you know, it's like, in God's creation, all the infinitude of space, of course, you know, there'd be positive ones out there, but that's not for now, you know, that's for in the future. It's just to us all, you know, when we get glorified bodies, when we, you know, break on through to the other side, you know. And that will be our job in the future to reconcile their relationship with God. And that will be our, that was one of the secrets of the Bible, though, was, you know, I can't wait to get, to have Pilos back on. You know, I'll have to get him back on as a regular, you know, once a week, man. I really do. I'm really going to do that. But, you know, one of the secrets of this, you know, that was revealed, you know. And a lot of people don't like a lot of the truths of the Bible. They just can't stand it, you know. But all these aliens out there that we have yet to come across, you know, our jobs will be to reconcile, you know, the relationship with God, you know. And because it's so vast out there, you know. But the thing is, it's just like with angels, right? We are not to have communication with them. You know, we don't pray to angels. You know, we don't, they're messengers, yes. You know, they do God's work, yes. You know, but are we to, you know, talk with angels, you know, to communicate with them? No. We are not allowed to. Neither are we with the aliens, you know. Or even the spirit world either. You know, we are not allowed to do that. We are not allowed to do that. Even the ones that think they're talking to the dead, they're not talking to their relatives, they're talking to, you know, familiar spirits, you know. Thinking they're talking to such and such, and they're not, you know. That's the whole thing, though. It's like, so many people, they'd never progress further on, you know. Things are just too good for them to think that, like, you know, because God's ways, you know, God, our Father's ways are above our ways, programmed and conditioned, but, you know, that God is some really strict, you know, judgment guy. And, of course, you know, they probably could be very much so, you know, painful judgments, you know. But the whole lake of fire is a lot of bullcrap. Yes, they'll be like the saved by fire, you know, in order to be glorified, you know. Not found on the Lamb's Book of Life, you know, being thrown into the lake of fire. That means the flesh to be burnt off and purified. It's like when you're paying for gold or you melt down other materials to get the gold. It's like that, you know. It's basically that, saved by fire. You know, the whole hell is a Greek word meaning hole. It means the grave, hell. Hades, yes, I dare say, you know, it's underground. You know, I can talk for ages about this because I've been a, you know, I would say researcher, you know, not like, you know, what's it say, you know, it says like not to come up with your own conclusions, basically, I'm paraphrasing, you know, make up, you know, and also says let no man, you know, teach you, do it yourself, you know, but there's a difference between saying what the word is and what other people will make up in their minds, of course, you know, there's a difference, you know. Like, I mean, that phrase should be put towards people on, you know, whether multi-millionaires, you know, just using the word. And I can't stand those people, by the way, that use the word of God to make money out of it. You know, and there's a lot of people even doing radio shows doing that. I'm talking about the, like, you know, no names. But, I mean, there's, God, you know, whatever, but... They only do it to, you know, to, I'm talking about, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know. Things like that, you know. No one I know, personally, you know. But I'm just saying, the worst ones are the, what is it, televangelists, whatever, like that, you know. Gee, I mean, that's blasphemous things you can do, you know. Or they'll make up stuff, you know, they'll be like, I had a word, I had a word. They never had no word of God, you know. They're just I mean, it's good to keep people up in the faith, but geez, don't lie about it. Oh my goodness gracious. You know, but this is the type of stuff I feel most comfortable talking about. You know, I just feel like I can just sit down and just talk about these types of things, you know, for a very long time, you know, and not ever repeat myself, you know, for years, actually. You know? And that's the type of thing that I'm really into, is, you know, this type of thing when it comes to, like, especially the Word of God. You know? I'm not ashamed to say that I love my Father and I fall short, yeah. But at the end of the day, it's like, yes, if I can't drop everything in at a moment's notice, I would, you know. But yeah, no, I just love that type of stuff. But, you know, I want to say this, though, about, like, you know, the whole, like, after death, there is no passage of time in death. There is only the instance of death where, like, you know, 100 years could pass. Like say from now, like, say Jesus comes back in, like, 60, 70, 80 years' time. So that's all the time we have anyway. You know, our scientists, you know, switching gears, you know, scientists say that our DNA is breaking down all the time. Like, we probably have about that much time. That's really quite funny because, you know, when you study the Word of God, you know, there's no actual, you know, no one knows the year and the date of his coming, basically. But I'm pretty sure we can work out pretty much close enough the year. People say, you know, the date and time. Like, say, Monday and then the month, you know. But I'm pretty sure, you know, it doesn't say that, you know, not work out the year, but it'd be something like that. And, you know, all these people talking about, you know, talking about prophecy now, you know, people are looking to, Dubai, you know, so rich and full of skyscrapers and everything like that, and, you know, so rich and bountiful at the moment for a number of years now, and, you know, they're just lounging billions of dollars, it feels like, you know, just millions of dollars, just doing, like, a nightly festival, you know, huge feasts, you know, as big as a city, just on roast. And nothing wrong with it, you know. It's not a joke, you think. Yeah, you know. The real truth is, you know, was it Afghanistan or Iraq? Like, Iraq, I think it is. It's going to be actually the most powerful city in the world in the future. And that's where I'd be betting all my money. It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be, the Bible was like nothing compared to how Iraq was on the top point of this whole war thing. Yes, it's about drugs, you know, of course. People can say, you know, but when people first start out, it's like, oh, it's the whole war on oil in actuality, you know. But it's more than that, and then all people say, well, it's actually, the opium, trade. And it's like, yes, but ultimately, at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, them preparing for the return of the Lord of Sin, you know, and all like that, you know. And I won't go into all that, you know, but need 2-hour shows. You know, I'm only going to do an hour tonight. Who knows? I can still in real time, I can change the, I'll go like 23 minutes and 45 seconds left. And I can actually change it, and well, here I can make it, you know, for like another half an hour, even longer after that, or even another hour in general, you know. I'll see where it takes me, you know, but I love talking about these type of things, you know. I just can't imagine people reprobating, retarding their brain. You know, I enjoy watching football at times. You know, I'm just like everybody else, you know. I do like to breathe at times, you know, just to feel sane, you know, of course. Yeah. But I can't be just with other people where they just didn't watch Wheel of Fortune or, you know, things that don't go nowhere and they reverse their brains, you know. Because there's so many zombified people. I'm talking about literally, you know. It's just, at an emotional level, it's just scary, you know. But people think that having a temper is actually being intelligent, or, you know. Well, people might look at me and they think, oh, I'm stupid or something, you know. It's like if I talk about these things to strangers down the street or even to my mates, whatever, but, you know, it's really funny. People look at me like they think I'm an idiot. They don't know all the multi-years that I've spent, you know, listening to so many guests and other people's radio shows, which I love. I still can't get enough of listening to everybody else's radio shows. I love it still to this day. I don't stop, you know. I love listening to, especially my mates, the guests I have on, and plus, future guests in general, you know. I just love listening to information. And of course, it's not all, you know, you can't just listen to it and say, yes, okay, you know. So you just determine, you've got to, you know, pick up, you know, you get golden nuggets. It's always golden nuggets, and that's the beauty of it. I couldn't imagine everything just handed to me on a golden platter, of course, you know. I mean, just being stupid, you know, everything, you know. But that's what I was going to say, but the whole, like, people will just stop after, like, you know, say, oh, gee, I wonder about UFOs, I wonder about Bigfoot, I wonder about ghosts, you know. You know, but they never proceed forward, you know, they just never do. And it's just, this whole thing, especially like the whole conspiracy shows, you know, they just did not proceed any further. They don't, you know, get fed meat, they only get still fed the milk, you know. It's just no end, you know. You can only listen to it even for like, for a number of years, for certain ones, you know. It's like, all right, well, I remember listening to the mainstream radio in general. Thinking, oh, they're going to talk about, like, you know, real corruption and politics and just the whatnot, you know. I don't know why I was thinking that. And I was like, I'm going to check on, you know, local radio and, all right, let's get ready for it. I'm listening to it and just the complete, you know, propaganda listening to it, you know. I'm like, can't be serious. What? I'm just there and like, oh, my God. Because they're getting paid for it. Obviously, they're going to eat, you know. And, of course, you know, off the air, they'd be like, mate, I'm just doing it for a paycheck, mate. I'm just doing it, mate. I've got to eat. Could have been the bills, right? And of course, I understand, you know. It's a little, you know. But, my goodness.
Now, I think I'll go. I might extend the show, you know. I'm a bit of a roll. No promises, though. I might, you know. No promises, you know. But let's play some music.
Well, before you do anything rash, skills, concerns, and you know what, girl? What you are? Chief lover, companion, mother, and wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I give that girl.
It looks like Spider-Man 1. You know, he's fighting in the rain, you know. It's like, oh, I'm getting a punch in, you know, in the rain. And, oh, what was me? You know, like, all superhero movies is just so redundant. I was like, can I do this? You know, or how can I do this? You know, all this stuff, which is cool. I love the underdog and they're learning to, you know, wait up and, you know, get bigger and stronger and learn things, you know. I mean, as for me, I'm all about the spiritual, you know, gaining, you know, the spiritual weightlifting, you know, more than the physical. But so many movies are just, I mean, like superhero movies are just, they're so bad, you know, it's so repetitive. It's like the Transformers movies, you know, you've seen one, you've seen them all. Yeah, I remember seeing Transformers one of the movies. It's like, oh yeah, it was okay. It was okay. I don't know, I saw part two and just right away. After me, like, even with the first one, actually, even I remember like an in-your-face CGI and just explosions and the sea. And just constantly, I was actually like mind-numbed. A complete reversal of what, you know, and I dare say what the director wanted, I guess. But I really was, and then I saw part two. And, you know, and it was just like, oh my God, and three, obviously, you know, it's like, honestly, you've seen one Transformers movie, you've seen them all, you know, my goodness gracious, and that goes for, like, movies in general, like, so many movies are just so all the same, and I'm glad Hollywood have actually admitted, you know, on the news channels and things like that, that they've admitted that they've basically run out of stories, and that's why we're getting all these damn, you know, unasked for remakes where they're just so much worse than, you know, than anything. They don't even try. I mean, it's a good thing that they're not trying to make it better than the original, although you can see that they're trying with some of them, I guess, you know. But, you know, it's just ridiculous. Now this whole Ghostbusters business, you know. I'm just actually trying to think of any good actual remake movie. But, you know, there could be, but you know, I like Medieval Dead movie. You know, I mean, if you skip the first half an hour, you know, of the character build up that no one really cares for, I mean, it's good how they've done that whole, like, you know, that still the drug addict, and, you know, it wasn't just like a party team movie where it's like, oh, let's just go to the cabin in the woods and just a party, and then, oh, what's this book? I like it how there was actually a real story behind it. That was pretty cool. But, you know, but it was kind of real slow, and the characters don't really care for, but I like the ending, you know, spoiler, but like, you know, we think that the Ash character is going to be the heroine at the end, but you know, it turns out to be his sister, you know, it's like, wow, oh my God, you know, it's worth seeing it for that, you know, and the gore was pretty good. I mean, there was, you know, the times when they did do the horror in it, they did deliver, you know, the whole part of the nail gun and the whatnot. I mean, it was all very well done. It was just the, I mean, when I first watched it, I had to turn it off. It was just so slow in the beginning. It was just ridiculous. But yeah. But anyway, I'll be back tomorrow. I'm happy with that. And I hope you enjoyed the show. All right. Have fun. Good night. And enjoy the rest of your day, your night. And much love to you all. I'll catch you all tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Now I know my heart is a ghost town.